Well, hello there, friend. It's Clint Salter, founder of Studio Success Formula, as you know. And welcome to today's lesson where I'm going to give you clarity. That's right. I'm going to give you clarity when it comes to identifying what it is you want and, more importantly, need in a teacher. So right now, we're going to build your ideal teacher avatar. This is all about how to get the right people teaching at your studio. We're going to be building your rock star faculty. So whether you're a dance studio or a law firm, finding right people can be a challenge. Hiring new staff can be a scary process. By having the right process in place, though, hiring will become easier and much more effective, efficient, and productive for your studio. So I want you to have a think for a moment and tell me, what are the key qualities that you're looking for when hiring a new teacher? I'm sure you're looking at a bunch of things like past experience, age, location, whether they're reliable, will they stay long term, are they going to be committed to growing, you know, your students, have they got any formal qualifications, can they entertain and inspire your students, what do they post on social media, can they handle feedback, are they open to further training, will they want to become part of your dance family? And the list goes on. You see, every dance studio has their own list of values. And as a studio owner, you have your own expectations of what you expect from a teacher. And so you should. So I've made this process, I believe, simple yet effective as possible and fine-tuned it over the years. There are three core categories you want to explore when identifying what it is you really need and want in a teacher, including attributes. So over the years, the five top teacher attributes I found from working in my own studio and with other studios across the globe are energy, number one. Your teachers need to be energetic from the moment they walk into the studio to the moment they walk out the door. Why I'm not a fan of saying, you know, leave your problems at the door. As a dance teacher, you have to. You need to walk into that class each and every time and deliver the most energetic and content-rich class of your life. When your students are having a great time and feeding off the teacher's energy, they'll learn faster and their happiness levels are certainly going to increase. Being energetic is a great quality for a dance teacher to have. Number two is patience. You know, we've all been a dance student and remember those teachers who used to fly off the handle if we were chatting in class or didn't get the step right after a few goes. Teachers need to be able to really break things down and quickly adapt their teaching style if there are a few students in the room struggling. There's nothing worse than going home as a student and feeling like a failure because the teacher told you off for not getting a step. Even if you don't get the step, your teacher needs to nurture, you know, that student or those students that are struggling. You know, commend them on their efforts in class today. Ask them to go home and practice and reassure them that it's going to take a little bit of time and it's not going to happen overnight. Number three, in terms of attributes, is they need to be invested. Quite simply, you know, I want to ask you, are your teachers invested in the growth of your students? Now, this is a hard one to identify in an interview or a trial class, and will take a month or so to really see this firsthand. I'm sure you've seen a teacher take a class, although you would think it's just like them the whole time. They're looking at themselves in the mirror, admiring how good they are. A teacher should be selfless in the classroom. The teacher is there to simply serve the needs of the students in the class. It's such an awesome feeling as a studio owner to walk into a class where the teacher is 100% present and has completely lost themselves in the students and the class, as that's when magic happens, especially for the student. That's when each student goes home feeling like they were the only ones in the class. That's when you build your tribe. Number four is, you know, consistent. You know, so in any business, the ability to be consistent and with the delivery of your products and services is so important. Now, It's a little trickier when it's a human delivering experience to another human, such as teaching dance. So when I talk about consistency, I'm talking about the teacher turning up for every class the same way. I want you to think about your close group of friends for a moment. Do you have a friend who is one of these people that one day they're your best friend, you know, they're happy, they're loving life, they're texting and calling you, and then the next week you don't hear from them, you know, they're down in the dumps, you know, you think you've done something wrong. You know, a lot of us have people like this in our life. Hopefully it's not your partner. And this is not what we want in a teacher. And this links back to the energy piece. You know, students are going to get the most from their class when there is a routine and consistency, you know, especially from the teacher that is taking them. You know, number five is about, you know, a role model. Whether we know it or not, you know, we all have role models, and as children, we're always assessing what we want to be when we grow up. I remember being about 13 or 14 and having the most amazing dance teacher who ticked all the boxes when it came to these five attributes. She was from London and taught our class jazz and tap. Her name was Kelly, and she inspired me not only with, you know, dancing to be an amazing dancer, but to really live my life out loud. She'd worked with some of the most amazing artists as a dancer in London, but also had this great, awesome outlook on life. You know, every time I walked into class, I was inspired to be a better dancer and a better person because of her. You know, and she certainly impacted my life and continues to today. As little people growing up, you know, our teachers can really shape the person that we become. You know, having a bunch of terrific role models in your studio is certainly going to increase your numbers, increase your retention, but hey, you know, I believe more importantly, it's going to produce some really amazing human beings on all levels. So as you can see within these five main attributes, there are many qualities that lie in between, including honesty, the ability to communicate effectively, loyalty, support, nurture. You want them to inspire, be able to build relationships, and many, many more. So now let's talk about experience. So my views on teachers' experience doesn't sit well with some people, but until I'm proven wrong, I'm going to keep spreading my message about the experience I believe teachers need. And this is certainly dependent on the ages, styles, and levels they are teaching. I don't believe that your teachers need to have any type of formal qualification like a degree or a diploma. I think it's crucial that all of your teachers have a solid technical foundation in the style that they're teaching, but you know, all a certificate says is that I know some stuff and was dedicated to finish a course. Now I need some real life experience applying what I learned into the real world. It's awesome if you do have a formal qualification, as your parents are going to, you know, really love that if you've got a formal qualification in a teacher. But what they're going to love even more is a teacher that's energetic, patient, invested, consistent, and a teacher that their child looks up to as a role model. Ideally, teaching experience is important, but if they haven't had much experience, but they're really hungry and you've got a little bit of time to mentor them and monitor their classes, certainly give them a go. You know, bring them on a class to cover to start with, and then you can go from there. More on the teacher interview and trial process coming up in this module, though. I'm going to walk you through the very steps you need to do to get a new teacher in the door. So, aspirations. You know, when looking for new teachers, it's important you get clarity on their aspirations as a teacher or as a performer. You both need to be on the same page in terms of their career and your expectations. You know, do they want to go overseas and dance on a cruise ship in 3 months? Do they want to be a dance teacher full time, and do they want to make a difference to the studio? Do they want to have a baby in the year? You know, what are their aspirations at the moment? Look, the difficult thing with aspirations is that they can change. My biggest tip here, though, is to ensure you have a very open door policy with your teachers to ensure that when they do make a change, when they change in what they're after in their life, in their career, that you're one of the first people to know and not the last. So have that open door policy. There you have it. You know, the three core categories to explore when looking for teachers to build your rock star faculty. So you will see here that I don't mention age. Over the years working with studios, I found that there are certain qualities you find in older teachers that could be missing or not so present in a younger teacher, but it also goes both ways. You know, I strongly believe that if you identify what you want and need from the three main categories, experience, attributes, and aspirations, then age is really irrelevant. You know, I've seen this theory proven over and over again with my private mentoring clients and also with the clients that we've got in the VIP Student Success Formula program. You know, in the forum, we talk about this a lot. So, you know, I'm really passionate about people, as I think you'd be able to tell from joining me so far on the Studio Success Formula program. And I hope this lesson has inspired you to get clear on what it is you actually want in a teacher. Once you go through and identify what this looks like for you and your studio, I want you to take some time to go through your current teaching faculty to see if there are some teachers you might need to sit down with and have a proper one-on-one conversation with and address some of your concerns. You know, I like to call this your teacher audit. You know, it's certainly not about telling them, you know, that they need to be more energetic, etc. It's about listening and sharing your current observations and working out some ways, you know, that they can improve on their teaching together. More on this coming up really soon, though. So I want to thank you for joining me on this lesson. You know, talking about teachers, there's so much more that we're going to talk about when it comes to teachers, because as I always mention when I'm doing training videos or in this program, is that teachers are the backbone of your studio. You know, they are the people that is keeping your studio really alive and keeping those awesome ideal students coming in. So I look forward to seeing you in our next video lesson. Take care. See you again really soon. Bye for now.